The news, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Severe weather is causing chaos on air travel this evening. Tracking website FlightAware showed more than 9,800 flights delayed at one point in the U.S., with almost 900 canceled. Severe storms in the upper Midwest, Southwest, Great Lakes, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast impacting air travel. Airports experiencing several serious problems. Chicago O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, and New York's LaGuardia. The White House believes Iran did not move uranium out of its nuclear facilities.
Iran claims to have moved its highly enriched uranium ahead of last weekend's U.S. strikes. But at the White House, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said,
"We were watching closely, and there was no indication to the United States that any of that enriched uranium was moved prior to the strike."
Levitt and other administration officials continue to assert that Iran's nuclear capabilities were obliterated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court sides with South Carolina in a challenge brought by Planned Parenthood
on the point whether a lawsuit on behalf of a Medicaid beneficiary could force the state to restore money to Planned Parenthood under a clause of federal law. The court said no by a 6-3 margin. The effect of overruling a lower appeals court decision means private litigation cannot be an angle by which a patient and Planned Parenthood could reopen channels of public funding, even if it claims to be providing other services than abortion.
Correspondent George Williams reporting. President Trump says a waitress in Las Vegas inspired his No Tax on Tips mission.
A waitress came over and I said, "How are you doing?" She said, "Not good, sir." "Why?" "The government is killing me on tips." And she looked at me, she said, "Sir, there should be no tax on tips." I said, "Say it again." "There should be no tax on tips."
This is SRN News. A nuanced picture of abortion attitudes in the U.S.
The upshot of the Pew Research Center report is that most Americans want the procedure to remain legal, at least in some situations. Even in mostly pro-life states such as Alabama, Tennessee, and Mississippi, about 45% of residents say they want abortion to stay legal. That doesn't mean that people there want no limits on the procedure, but they don't want it outlawed either. The Pew poll suggests that, at least for the moment, abortion in the U.S. is here to stay. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A West Virginia woman has filed a lawsuit seeking a religious exemption from required school vaccinations for her young child. Miranda Guzman alleges that the state's vaccine mandate violates a 2023 West Virginia law that stipulates the government must not substantially burden someone's constitutional right to freedom of religion unless doing so is essential to further a compelling governmental interest. This is SRN News. Stocks are close to record territory.
Stocks closed at the edge of another record on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.9%. The gains follow a series of mixed economic updates. That includes a report showing that fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits last week. Another update, though, showed that the U.S. economy shrank 0.5% in the first quarter, which is worse than previous estimates. The U.S. government on Friday will release an update of a closely watched measure for inflation. Damian Troisi, New York.
The social network getting a sequel. The 2010 film starred Jesse Eisenberg as Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and earned 3 Oscars. Social Network Part 2 is based on a series of articles about the inner workings of Facebook. No production date's been set. No word yet on if Jesse Eisenberg will reprise his role as Zuckerberg. More details at srnnews.com.